everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. My name is Kyle, and with me this week is Bames and M. Hi, Bames and M. That was M.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
What?
Who?
Podcast.
All right.
So professional.
Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week.
Returning to the level of quality you always expect from this show.
Yeah, this gets my seal of approval. It's been a while. It's been a while, you guys, since I did one of these. I don't remember how to do it anymore. It's my birthday, so give me a break. M just came on to tell me that she hates my guts now. Because of all these games that and their gates that I talk about.
I'd say that.
Yeah.
And because his guts are made of anime.
Yeah, you did. You said
and
Kyle.
Games and gates.
Kyle, I hate games, I hate gates, I hate animes, I hate mermen. Now get out of my life.
I hate tubs.
No, she loves tubs. That's why she hates the mermen.
They're looting our tubs.
Sullying tubs.
They need to get the merman out of the tubs and put the swim boys in the tubs.
Go back to Mermania.
A whole show about the tub.
Yeah.
I say we send the merman back to Mermania.
Back to Atlantis.
M, what do you think of these game gates?
Jesus. Another one of these.
I want to know. I'm curious because I saw her tweet a couple things about it.
I don't know. It just has blown up in this giant shitstorm, and I don't really. I understand what you're saying about journalism and stuff. Like,
yeah, but I also hate women and want them out of games.
Well, it's just it's so complicated. Like, the whole thing is very complicated. So there's like all these different points, and it's like, well, I don't really agree with that part, but like that does bother me. Like, I do have a problem with. If you say that you're a games journalist and you're getting all the perks of being a games journalist, however, you're basically acting like a blogger. But I don't know. I think that lady's kind of crazy. The whatchamacallit?
All of them. Like,
yeah, all women.
Yes, all women.
I hate women. I hate trans people, black people, gay people. Who else do I hate?
Fat people.
Basically everybody but white men.
Short people.
Cis het white men.
Mm-hmm.
I do also hate short people and tall people. I mean, you need to be right in the middle, right in the sweet spot.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just like, like, there's bad things that people do, like piracy and things like that, which I think is worse almost than like influencing games. Like, there's worse things that people do on a regular basis than, you know, this type of multifaceted conspiracy thing that
I would agree that there are worse things that people do on a regular basis, but I would say, A, that I think that that's sort of irrelevant, and B, that I think I disagree specifically about piracy. Because piracy doesn't really, I understand, like, I've talked about piracy before. The only way piracy, like, actually hurts anybody is if you would have paid money for this thing if you couldn't have pirated it. And I think that is the case a lot less often than people make it out to be.
Yeah. But I would say, like, if the idea is that, okay, well, I respect this person, I'm making a purchase based on their criticism of something, then that's, you're making some type of consumer transaction based, and that's the problem. Like, you're making decisions to buy things because of what somebody says.
Uh-huh.
But I guess the way that you feel is that you're not going to buy something anyways. But I don't feel that way. I think if you pirate something, then you're getting it without paying for the amount of any type of money or anything towards the production of the actual object that you're enjoying. So I find that to be problematic.
Well, it's still like bad on like on the individual level, but I think what he's saying is that on large scale, the actual impact it would have on games in general is less than people might think most of the time, with exceptions like Volgar. That game didn't make any money.
I don't even know what that game is. Never even heard of it.
It got pirated a lot, and I feel like people would have bought it because it was pretty cheap.
I feel like piracy has probably gone down too, or if it hasn't, then it's only gone up because like the people who are now in a position, like the internet usage has gone up. But I feel like it's probably gone down because of all the like all the people buying games on Steam and stuff now. Like it's so easy to buy a game, and they're often so cheap. They go on sale all the time.
Yeah.
The game piracy, at least, I feel like has probably gone down, or if it's gone up, it has sort of proportionally gone down. I don't have statistics to back that up. I don't know if that's actually true, but.
Sure.
But like I said, I think I've pirated a ton of stuff, and almost all of it, if I couldn't have pirated it, I just wouldn't have it. I just wouldn't have ever experienced it. Like things I've watched or listened to or whatever, I just never would have watched or listened to them if I couldn't have pirated them. I wouldn't have gone out to buy them instead.
I probably agree with that.
This is something about like, I've thought about podcasts when, podcasts like, and I'm not really shitting on them for doing this, but like podcasts who try to make money somehow or another, like they sell merch or they sell like membership club type things, like the NLO's Overdose and Red Bar's Barmy, and I think Keith and the Girl has something like that. I don't know, a bunch of podcasts do it, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then they talk about it sometimes, and they're like Patrick, I've heard on Nobody Likes Onions, I've heard talking about it. It's just fucking $10, and I've given you so much free content, you can't spare $10 a month. And I don't think that they're wrong per se, but I do think that there is, I don't think just the fact that you like something means that you would pay for it. Like there's like a threshold where like, because it's free, I am willing to consume it. Like I like it enough to consume it because it's free. But if I had to pay for it, I wouldn't. I don't like it that much.
So you wouldn't watch it then. Like if you only had the access to something, and you could only access it by paying for it, then you just wouldn't consume the whatever type of media it was.
A lot of the time, yeah. And like
Patrick has actually talked about this on shows every now and then, because apparently, like, I guess there's a guy who doesn't like him that like posts his overdose shit like somewhere else or whatever. And he talks about like how the people who give him money for the overdose generally just do it because they want to give him money.
Yeah, that's the
and
thing.
And not because he gates stuff off.
And that's why I actually like those like bonus content sections and things. And I think that's a good way to try to make money on a podcast, because I think the vast majority of people listening, like podcasts wouldn't have an audience if you had to pay for them. Like there are very small exceptions where it has happened. Like I know like Ricky Gervais did like a podcast where you had to pay to listen to it, and people did, but it's because he was Ricky Gervais or whatever. But most podcasts would not have audiences if from the beginning you had to pay to listen to them. Like that's just the way it is. And people who support the shows this way, they do it because they want to support the show. The bonus content is a part of it. It factors in, but but it is because they want to support it. They are the type of person who wants to contribute to it. But then most of the listeners, if suddenly you put the whole thing behind a paywall, they'd just be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about a lot of media. And that's why I don't feel like I'm doing the right thing, but I don't feel like super bad about piracy when I do it, because it makes no difference to anyone except for me. Because I wouldn't go out and buy like a Blu-ray or buy something on iTunes or whatever if I couldn't pirate it. But yeah, so I hate women.
I gathered.
Oh, here's something. So, like, I've seen people, like, I guess this is effectively subtweeting the Gamergate hashtag by calling it, like, Goobergate.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. I've seen something that, too.
Being cute. Have any
My
of them
started that.
Brought up, like, Goober Grape, the popular peanut butter and jelly mixture that comes in a jar?
Not that I've seen.
Because that is ground that deserves to be broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goober Grape.
You think that's where we need to take this next?
Yeah, well, to the streets.
Well, you know, like we've got like the Gamergate thing has a New York Times article, and I read it on Google News earlier, so it's pretty much not cool anymore. It's now on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not underground anymore?
No. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's getting pretty mainstream. It was on MSNBC and I think CNN and Huffington
You're
Post
being
was talking
co-opted.
About it.
Co-opted.
Start marching in the streets.
It's all mostly about how much we all hate women, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
I am still following that stuff. I didn't hear anything from Sean about the last episode that I did, so I assume he liked it. But it rages on. It's still going. It's been going since August. And Gama Sutra lost a bunch of advertisers because of it, which is kind of funny. Gama Sutra?
What is that?
It's a games website.
Oh.
It was one of the first ones to put out an article that declared gamers dead. And then today there was some guy from Gawker talking about how nerds need to be bullied.
What's that guy's fucking name?
Sam
I hate
Biddle?
That guy. He's a bully.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
I don't.
That guy's a bad guy.
Under normal, only ends well.
Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't have really given a shit. Like, because he made some tweet that was like, I think I have it somewhere. He said something like, this Gamergate thing has taught us that, like, what we all ultimately hashtag Gamergate is reaffirming what we've known to be true for decades. Nerds should be constantly shamed and degraded into submission.
Oh, yeah.
And under normal circumstances, I wouldn't really have minded that because I think that's sort of funny. What bothers me about that is that so much of this whole Gamergate thing is sort of about like social justice-y issues. Like it just keeps being pulled into that. And then for Gawker, someone from Gawker, which owns Kotaku, and Kotaku being a site that writes about things like how the giant boobed women in Dragon's Crown are only liked by lolicons, which makes no sense. Like they write about this social justice-y kind of shit all the time. And then for somebody, a writer for Gawker to come out and say that nerds should be constantly shamed and degraded into submission and directly tie that into Gamergate when so many of the complaints about Gamergate are about how much they harass people. It's just such bizarre hypocrisy. His very next tweet was bring back bullying. Plus, I guess it's like anti-bullying month or something.
I think he said that on anti-bullying day.
Okay, yeah.
That's what really like ticks me off about like these people that say that, you know, women are bullied or whatever. They use the same type of like really inflammatory language. Like,
constantly
like you were saying like go die in a fire and all that. I'm like that's helping, you know, let's use violent language against one another because you're angry about violence against women.
Yeah. I think it's the hypocrisy that bothers me. I think I said once before, like just talking about like feminism in general, that if I were to bring up like if you were to say like women in video games are overly sexualized and I was to say well men are also like, they're not realistic at all. They're, you know, giant buff dudes and whatever. And their response to that is that it's a male power fantasy, whatever. But if your response to that was, like, okay, so men have it bad, so we shouldn't complain about women having it bad. Like, that's that, my point is not in bringing something like that up. Well, the men have it bad too, so shut up. My point is that I don't have a problem with this, and I don't understand why you do. Like, I don't see like a nearly naked, chiseled man that I could never look like, even if I put in all the effort in the world. I don't see that and compare it to myself and go, I could never look like that. That's my point in bringing those things up. It's the hypocrisy of it that bothers me. It's not that I feel like, well, I'm oppressed too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that made sense.
No, it's like a lot of people feel like the solution is that women just shouldn't be sexualized. But I think probably Kelly also has argued this, that it should be equal.
You should
be able to have it both ways, where, you know, if you're going to show a woman as a sex object, then you also show men as a sex object. And that's okay, because we're all sexual beings. So,
well, one of my biggest problems with all of the social justice-y stuff, just to put it all under an umbrella, is the idea of should. I don't think that I'm not really disagreeing with you. I'm nitpicking a little bit. I don't think that it should be equal. I think that it can, and I think that's what's important. I think that it should be possible.
Yeah, it should be equal, not by way of quota, but by way of like the environment.
Right. Like people
exist in.
Like, if you're talking about, like, this is a different issue, but if you're talking about like how many women there are working in the tech industry, I don't think it should be 50-50 or like 52-48 or whatever the population percentage is, just because. I don't think like it should be, but I absolutely think that women should be able to work in the tech industry. And then however that shakes out, like however interested they are or are not, or capable they are or are not, determines what the actual proportions are. But I absolutely, there's a difference between equality of outcome and equality of opportunity.
Well, I think like the whole thing you're kind of talking about is like affirmative action, and that type of idea came from the thought that people couldn't really be trusted to be unbiased when it came to making type of like hiring decisions. So because they didn't trust people to not be discriminatory, they were forced to, you know, hire a certain amount of women or men. But I mean, I guess that's okay if people don't have prejudices, but at the same time, I don't believe that's completely gone out of society. So I don't know. Like, I wish I would hope that we would live in a world where we wouldn't have to do that. And people would, you know, like you're saying, the environment would just be that, you know, it would naturally occur through whatever sold the best or, you know, whatever people produced. But, I do think that there is discrimination, and I think it does happen. We see news articles and things about it all the time. So I'm not really sure what the right best thing to do about it is, though. Because I think it's heavy-handed, what a lot of people are, you know, what we see a lot nowadays in Tumblr and things like that. So it's almost like you need a balance. Like, if you see something being, if you see like obvious discrimination, then that needs to be corrected. But you know, it would be nice if we could just naturally move to being all equal. But I don't know.
Well, I kind of think that we are, and I do agree that we're not all the way there yet. But I think we're awfully damn close, and I think we will never be all the way there if what all the way there means is that no one is prejudiced against anyone, like, because that's never going to happen. Everybody has their prejudices, whether they realize it or not. Everybody literally prejudges other people the first time that they see them, based on, like, you just do it subconsciously. And some people hold stronger, you know, preconceived notions about certain groups or whatever than others. But I don't think we're ever going to get all the way there. And I think we are awfully
goddamn
close. Are
you making fart sounds into your mic?
I think she's making balloon animals.
Am I? I don't know. I'm not touching my mic, so I don't know if it's making fart sounds. I don't have it up against my butt, so.
It's fine. You were farting, though. You just didn't have it up against your butt.
Maybe I was, like, I was snorting, and my nose breasts were getting in the mic.
I just think something was, like, rubbing on something else or whatever. It was just regular.
I'll try not to touch it.
I was rubbing a balloon on my tummy.
Yeah. I'm not touching it. Anyway, you were talking about, like, affirmative action and that kind of like sort of artificial promotion as like a to combat prejudices, like you were saying, like, well, we don't necessarily trust everyone to not discriminate, so to give a little bit of a helping hand will sort of balance things out. And I think I understand that thought process, and I even think that at some point, depending on the group you're talking about, that even was a good idea. But I think in 2014, affirmative action for almost any group I can think of is unnecessary and counterproductive. And while I do agree that there is prejudice and discrimination in the world, we already have laws against that. And not that that necessarily stops people from doing it. But I think the more appropriate thing to do at that point would be, if you see discrimination, then call it out. And then, you know, then like take them to court or whatever, rather than trying to fight discrimination you don't even know for sure exists by artificially inflating the population of this group in like whatever field or whatever. I don't think it's a big enough issue for it to make sense to essentially come up with quotas or give people extra like points sort of because you perceive them as disadvantaged in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I am going to duck out for like a half hour.
Okay.
Something.
All right.
So I'll call back later. Talk about all the Gamergate you want while I'm not here.
Okay, babe.
Get it all out of your system before I get back.
All right. Is he gone? Yeah, he's gone. yeah, I know Bames would like me to stop talking about this Gamergate stuff, because I think he both finds it sort of boring, and I think it sort of makes him uncomfortable. I'm not exactly sure why that is. I saw him get jumped on by somebody on Twitter about it.
You got jumped on Twitter?
Yeah. I mean, I guess metaphorically. But he said something that I don't even really agree with. Like, Bames was trying to take some sort of weird, wishy-washy middle ground where he was, like, saying, you know, maybe you guys should stop talking about this on Twitter and actually, like, try to find a solution instead of yelling at each other or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think he likes that you're, like, looks like you're arguing and or fighting with people.
Yeah, like he's got a problem with the confrontational aspect of it, which I guess I sort of get, but like I guess I'm just a more confrontational, like naturally confrontational person than he is. He has said he doesn't really like, you know, like Twitter fighting and stuff, and he also seems to have a problem with the fact that it's happening on Twitter in particular. Like, he thinks that that's a bad place for these discussions to take place.
I think having discussions on the internet is always a bad idea. Back and forth. It can be. It's like you lose a lot in translation when you're texting. It's not a very efficient way of communicating.
Well, I do think that depends on the medium within the internet. Like, Bames's point, I think, is that, like, on Twitter, you're limited to 140 characters at a time, and you know, it's naturally lends itself more towards like snarky one-liner type communication than nuanced, thought-out, you know, points. And it's easier to yell at each other than it is to try to understand each other. I think that's sort of what he was going for. But I'm trying to find the tweet now, because I don't want to misrepresent what he said. Hold on a second. I got to find it. Sorry. This is one thing that I don't really like, how hard it can be sometimes to find something on Twitter. Why do you hate dimples, M? Oh, remember when I sent you all those pictures of ducks?
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird, hey.
I loved it.
I thought it was awesome. Really great. I thought I was a really cool guy.
I thought you started drawing ducks, and I was like, are you going crazy, Kyle? Like, what are you
No,
doing
I was just
there?
Google image searching ducks and then tweeting them at you. Oh, okay, I found it. All right. Here we go. So Bames said, if you really want Gamergate to stop it, maybe you should try for resolution instead of mirroring what Gamergate is doing. So, like, if everybody's complaining about Gamergate harassing people, then maybe you should stop harassing people as, like, a retaliation or whatever. And then some guy named ABCB Tom, I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. He says, okay, what would count as a resolution? And Bames is like, I don't know. Certainly a real discussion, maybe voice-based instead of text, would be more effective than a Twitter campaign. And I sort of agree with that point, except that, like, nobody wants to have that discussion. But so then that ABCB Tom guy was like the ones Cat Star Girl tried to have with Adam Baldwin, who refused. She's trying now with Milo. I don't know how much you've been following this stuff, Em. I assume you know.
I saw something about Adam Baldwin. I was like, what did he do? What happened? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I was interrupting you.
She was like getting harassed, there was like threats of physical violence or something against her. I don't know exactly what it was, but.
Cat Star Girl. Cat Star Girl isn't even a person as far as I know, unless she uses that someplace other than Twitter, because I think he was talking about Space Cat Gal, which is Brianna Wu on Twitter.
Yeah, that's the lady.
So she, I guess, got doxxed. Like, her personal information was posted, and then she got sent threats, which sucks. That happens to people on the internet sometimes, and it sucks whenever it happens. I don't condone it. I don't really know anybody who does. Obviously, there are people who are cool with it because they're doing it, but they kind of try to paint it like people using the Gamergate hashtag are all like doing this, like this is part of what it's about. And I really think that's unfair. but whatever. Brianna Wu is like anti-Gamergate, and Adam Baldwin coined the term Gamergate. He's been like on their side the whole time. And so
what does he have to do with any of this?
Tweeted him a video or something, and he saw it and he thought it was fucked up. And so he just like was like, this games journalism shit is fucked up. I agree. And he called it Gamergate. He just gives a shit about it. I don't know. And he's famous, so it sort of matters a little bit more in a sense, because people see it more when he talks about it. But this guy said that she tried to have a talk with Adam Baldwin, who refused, which isn't true. And then he said she's trying now with Milo. Milo is Milo Yiannopoulos from Breitbart, who's been writing articles about Gamergate. And he does a podcast now called Radio Nero, where he's been doing interviews about Gamergate stuff. So he says she's trying now with Milo, except that before he made this tweet, she had already agreed to do the podcast with Milo and then backed out to instead go on MSNBC. So she's not trying now with Milo. So this guy didn't know what he was talking about, which is the big thing that drives me nuts about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And Bames didn't know really about this stuff either, because Bames doesn't really give much of a fuck as far as I can tell. He's not like he's seeing stuff, but I don't think he's really following it.
He's not sitting there reading the articles.
And to really, really know what's going on, you kind of have to be because there's new shit happening every day.
Like, I seriously, like, I could not figure out what was going on for half the time. And then I think I finally got to, like, the origin, like, the page that the guy actually posted. And I read that and I was like,
the Zoe post?
That took me forever to read. I was like, what the
Well, and what's annoying to me is it's come, like, even on the podcast that I've done where I've talked about it, I've spent way too much time talking about fucking Zoe Quinn because that's really not what it's about. But the people who are anti-Gamergate keep talking about harassment of women and stuff. And so people keep having to talk about fucking Zoe Quinn. I don't really give a fuck about Zoe Quinn. I think she's a shitty person. I think she's done some shitty things, but there's more going on. And the issue is not that she had sex with guys and cheated on her boyfriend, but I haven't been able to talk really about much of it because I've been responding to people saying, oh, Jesus, what did Zoe do to you? Like, she's, there's so much other shit going on.
Well, I think if you opened with that, like, I don't really care anything about this girl.
Well, but that's not entirely true. I mean, I sort of do. I do think that she's a shitty person who's done some shitty things and beyond cheating on her boyfriend. When I like that, I think is a shitty thing, but that's not even what I mean. Like, she's done shitty things that have nothing to do with her having sex with anyone. Like, the Fine Young Capitalist was this game jam trying to promote women in gaming where they would have women submit game ideas and then they would create like assets and things to pitch them, and ultimately they ended up partnering up with a development team. So these women just submit ideas. They don't have to pay any money or anything. They don't have to actually design anything. They just submit ideas for games. Then a team of like designers and developers will turn the best idea into a game, and the woman who like won, who had the best idea, will get like, I think it's 8% of the proceeds, and the rest of it all goes to charity. So like, I don't see what could, the only thing I could think of that you could possibly complain about in this situation would be that it's like discriminatory because only women can apply, which I don't really give a fuck about. And that's not what people complained about, but Zoe Quinn hated this thing. She said it was because it was like, it discriminated against trans people, but they had like a rule that you had to be out as trans. Like you had to like identify as trans before a certain point, because otherwise like a dude could just be like, I'm trans. So I want to be a part of it. Like, it was just a rule to make sure it was women, but trans women could participate. So like,
that's the problem. That seems problematic to me. Like, this to an extent, like identifying, like when it's things like that are based on your sexual orientation or identity, then it's going to get complicated and because there's all these different things that go in with like, well, am I out? Am I not out? Am I saying I am a trans person? Do I have to prove I'm a trans person? Like,
okay.
It's just really frustrating.
It's super tricky, but I think the way they handled it was fine when you consider that this is like essentially, like, there's no barrier to entry except that you have to be a woman. And if you're a trans person who's like not out as trans, but you identify as a woman in your own head, like, yeah, that gets tricky and messy, but like, you're not really missing out here. This is an opportunity for you to get something for free. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like a contest that costs nothing.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I was talking about something. I'm sorry. That was kind of an offshoot about, kind of playing in also that thing where they're saying to, include people of different orientations and identities on your panel and stuff.
Yeah.
And that can get complicated because you're like, well, what are you? Like,
well, this,
but it's your,
yeah,
you know, I'm sorry.
I think anything quota-y is tricky and usually a bad idea. Like I talked a while back about that whole thing about like, white dudes should refuse to be on panels if they're not diverse. Like, I'm okay. Like, I understand wanting to encourage diversity, but like holding panels hostage to force diversity is fucking bizarre. What's wrong with you? Like, you should.
How do you identify those people that are outside of, like, that are a minority? Like,
sure.
Maybe they don't look like they're a minority, or they don't. That's kind of what I was talking about.
Yeah, it can get tricky and murky. In this particular situation, though, like with this fine young capitalist thing, they wanted to do this thing for women, and trans women make that more complicated. So they could have said, okay, no trans women, because it's just too complicated. We don't want to sort it out. And I actually think that would have been fine, but they would have gotten shit for that, obviously. Or they could have said, okay, trans women can totally apply, no restrictions whatsoever. And then they could have gotten shit for that, because what's to stop a dude from just saying, I'm a woman, and taking part in the game jam? And so now, oh, it's full of dudes anyway, even though it was supposed to be just for women. So they tried to sort of come up with a rule, and Zoe Quinn shit all over them for it. And she was tweeting to all of her followers about it. And that she had way more followers than they did. And she was getting her friends in on it, and they were just shitting all over her, and they got blacklisted in the gaming media. Nobody would talk about their game. They're just trying to do a nice thing, and nobody would talk about them except to shit on them. So nobody heard about it. She essentially shut them down. She effectively accidentally DDoSed them, and then bragged about it. Like, she got their site shut down because she sent all of her friends to it to, like, shit on it. And she told, like, her friends not to talk about it, like, not to report on it, whatever. She basically shit all over it. And then when that came out, like, nobody except for GamerGators were, like, took it seriously at all. Like, nobody even paid attention. And then so GamerGators, 4chaners doing it in the name of 4chan, they funded the game jam for women. But, like, this stuff, like, it gets looked at as though, like, it's a trick somehow. Like, yeah, they really hate women, they just don't want us to think they do. It's a smokescreen. Come on.
Well, there's some, like, it just takes like one or two comments, and then it just like ruins the whole vat of everybody making an argument, because they're like, well, here, there's a screen cap of somebody saying something really inappropriate and kind of violent towards women and stuff. So I think that's like a big problem. And I was saying that earlier, is that it's frustrating because, you know, people can identify with one thing, but be completely like, you know, there can be complete assholes and the thing that you're identifying with. And it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm making a valid argument, but the people on the other side are saying, well, they're people, these are the people that are part of the group. So then that delineates everything else that's happening, because they're picking out that and saying, this is evidence that the people that are part of this group are assholes and are doing these things that nobody approves of and everything. So that part is frustrating. And then on the same side of it, like, there's people on the other side of Gamergate that, you know, have valid arguments about women and things like that. But then there's people that are complete assholes. And like, but I don't know. Are you getting more feedback? Because somebody's saying, am I filing my nails now? I'm not doing anything.
There's a little bit of like a scrapey sort of background noise, but it's not like very intrusive. I don't know. Maybe we got some like hardcore autists who like are hugely bothered by the buzzing of fluorescent lights listening.
I'm not touching my iPad. I don't know why it's making noises.
It's not a big thing. I agree with you that is happening, that like people are, that there are people like saying shitty things, and then that's being attributed to, Gamergate. And then, so that's like tainting everything. And people are saying, well, what about, like, okay, you say it's all about this thing and that you don't harass anyone, but what about these other people? Like, they're also part of, like, you've been tainted, like, they try to get you to switch hashtags, like, use a different hashtag, which I think is silly. Like, if you really don't support harassment, then you should switch hashtags because Gamergate has been tainted. I think that's incredibly silly, for two reasons. One, I think that while those things are happening, and I agree that people are viewing it as tainting Gamergate, I think that that's wrong. I think that that's the wrong way to look at it. I think that that's like saying, well, because the Westboro Baptist Church exists, you need to denounce Christianity. and I also think that it's a tactic. Maybe they don't actually mean it to be, but it is a tactic, like a divide and conquer tactic. If you can get people to abandon the Gamergate hashtag and move on to some other one, well, they're not all going to agree on it. It's going to splinter the movement, and it's all going to just kind of dissipate because of that. It's a way to try to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that it's fair or even reasonable to say that because some people using the hashtag have harassed people, that therefore the whole thing needs to be thrown out. You need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And most of the, like, threats and harassment and stuff that they point to aren't even like directly tied to Gamergate. Like, there's no evidence that they are coming from Gamergate. Most of them don't use the hashtag. Most of them that I've seen don't even mention games. they're just like the tweets like that Anita posted, Anita Sarkeesian, about like wanting to, I don't know, drink her vagina blood or whatever. Like, they didn't say
nobody. Who in their right mind wants to do that with anybody?
I don't know. And that's another thing. Like, these people, like, oh, we've been run out of our homes. No, you haven't. I don't get me wrong. If somebody's sending you death threats, they shouldn't be doing that. And you are not wrong to think that they shouldn't be doing that. But you have not been run out of your home.
I don't know. If somebody was threatening me and, like, they had my address, I'd be scared out of my mind.
Well, if somebody was threatening you, like, actually you, who you are right now, you're not, like, a huge celebrity or anything, so I would take that slightly more seriously. But if you were, like, a huge celebrity, like, nobody's coming to Anita Sarkeesian's house to kill her and drink her vagina blood. Like, there was some talk she was supposed to give at some university in Utah or something, and they got a threatening letter saying that, like, that they were going to come and shoot the place up. And the police deemed it a non-credible threat. It was in no way a credible threat. The police, the FBI, like, a bunch of organizations said this is not a credible threat. And she canceled the talk and said she won't do it because she fears for her life, that she's going to be shot at this thing. No game critics have been shot or stabbed or raped yet over anything that they've said online. I guess it only takes one, I guess, to then say, see, now it's happening. But it's not fucking happening. People sending Anita Sarkeesian death threats are doing it because they don't like her and they want to say things that will shake her up. Nobody's going out to kill anybody.
I don't know. Like,
and you're not supposed, if you talk to the police about getting death threats, they tell you not to talk about it. Don't publicize it. Don't go on Twitter and tweet it to your thousands of followers that you got a death threat. They tell you not to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's different because I don't know. I don't know how to say this. The thing, would you say that if you had just seen, like, forgetting what actually happened, if you saw a video from Elliot Rodgers, would you just think it wasn't credible what he was doing or saying?
Just
like,
one?
Not that he actually shot a bunch of people, but, like, the videos that he posted or the manifesto that he did.
I don't, like, just the video that he posted. I mean, because I think that is a little, like, I guess it depends. The video that I am aware of that he posted was really fucking creepy. And I could actually kind of see it going either way. And he did end up shooting I get your point. However, and I do, it is true that, like, I can't say for certain that nobody's coming to, like, nobody sending a death threat is serious. But I do believe that the vast majority of them are not. And I do believe that they are playing up how scared they are of these threats. I believe that there is a reason that they are tweeting out pictures of the threats, saying how scared they are, saying they've been run out of their homes, and then tweeting links to their Patreons. I do believe that there is a reason for that, and it is not that they are terrified.
Well, I think that it's obvious that they feel vindicated almost when they get these types of threats and things like that. I mean, they feel like that this is exactly what they're talking about, like that the environment is very negative towards women.
But it isn't, though. That it's not like only women get death threats. Like, I saw some statistic about online harassment, and, like, Piers Morgan is, like, the most harassed celebrity online or something. Like, but the difference is that dudes are not screen capping their harassment, posting tweets about it, saying they've been run out of their homes, and then posting links to their Patreons. It's not just women that are getting death threats. I don't even think it's in disproportionate amounts. I don't even think that they're getting more of them.
I don't know. I think that the situation that they're in is very unique, and they've got a lot of attention on them, obviously. I mean, they're running Google News and everything, so I'm sure that the more attention you have on, the more you're going to have just like the clusterfuck that is the internet, like sending you information, you know, threats and things like that, especially if they don't agree with you. Like,
well, that, so I think is also key. I've already said it. I'll say it again. Sending people death threats is not a good thing to do. Don't do it. You're wrong if you do that. However, I do believe that the reason people like Anita Sarkeesian receive so many death threats is not because she's a woman. It's because of what she does. It's because people disagree with her, and they disagree with her strongly, and they're angry about it. I'm not justifying it. I'm saying it's not because she's a woman.
Cute new.
That's what
I
think.
We all get along.
See, I don't. I mean, I think everybody kind of agrees with that sentiment, but the problem is, no, we can't all get along, because you can't fundamentally disagree with people on important things. I'm not saying that gaming journalism is like a super important thing, but there are deeper underlying issues, especially with like the social justice-y stuff. You can't just get along with people who are saying things that you think are fucking crazy, and they're trying to change the world based on these beliefs. So I really don't like that kind of call to moderation, like, because I think it's really counterproductive. Like,
I think if everybody was moderate in what they believed, it would be.
But that's never.
It's like we were saying before, like, women like me that aren't particularly bothered by a lot of things, we don't make a lot of noise about stuff, and we get marginalized by women who are very social justice-y and just see a lot of extreme feminists.
Right.
They're the ones that get all the but we're just like, well, whatever. I don't really agree with you, but I mean, maybe all the moderates should militarize and get all extreme, but it's hard to be an extreme moderate because you're just like, I agree with some things that you say, and I agree with some things that you say, and I'm not particularly offended by a lot of things. So, can you guys just like relax and be like me and just not get upset? But that's not going to happen.
Well, I actually think that my core beliefs when it comes to like these like issues of sexism and racism and ableism and things like that are actually honest, like when you get down to like when I'm not joking about things or whatever, I honestly think my true beliefs are pretty moderate. And yet I disagree with almost everything that's said by people who are big time social justice activists.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm very much for personal freedom for everyone, not just for people that are like me. Like I have said things before, as an example, I like trans people. That's a huge like hot button issue. And I have said before, and this is not like the right thing to say, like if you want to be liked by everyone, that I don't really believe that like a trans woman is a woman who was born into a man's body. I can't make sense of that because I don't know what the hell it even means. Because like so much of it seems to be about like presenting and like behavior, but those things are all just gender roles anyway. So it's especially funny to me to see feminists arguing on behalf of trans people as though like a trans woman is actually a woman born in a man's body, when so many of the things that make like that make them a trans woman are adherences to gender roles. It just doesn't make sense to me. However, I absolutely think, regardless of what I think of what they're doing, that they should be able to present however they want, identify however they want, get surgery if they want, not get surgery if they don't want. Like, I have no problem with any of that. I don't want to marginalize them or oppress them or have them discriminated against. I don't have any problem with like working with them if they were my coworkers or whatever. I have no real problem with them. It's just the facts of the matter, I think, are a little like the facts of like the medicine, the science of it, I think are a little sketchy. Because I care about what's true, but there are no actions I want to take. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the idea of tolerance in itself that even if you don't understand or agree with something, that you still allow people to make their own decisions and, you know, live the way that they want to be and, you know, be respectful towards them. You know, that's pretty much the crux of being tolerant. You don't have to be, oh my God, I think, I need to put this, It doesn't really matter in the long run. I mean, it would be nice if you did, but it doesn't really matter what you personally think about why somebody acts the way they do or anything like that. As long as you are respectful towards them, it's for a lot of people, it's difficult for them to do that. Usually you have to accept a person, and then you can be tolerant and accepting at the same time. It's hard to be tolerant and then have misgivings about their identity or things like that for most people, I would say.
Well, I think the key to me is that there's nothing I really want to do as a result of, like, I don't buy that you are a woman born in a man's body. But that's where it ends for me. There's nothing I want to do as a result of that. There's nothing I want to... Mm-hmm. Stop you from doing or force you to do. That's just it. I'm just skeptical of the idea. And I do think that if it is not true that they are a woman born in a man's body or a man born in a woman's body, if that is bogus, if something else is what's actually going on, then it's doing them a disservice to tell them, no, you really are a woman born in a man's body or a man born in a woman's body. I know that I'm not a scientist and I could absolutely be wrong. I know that there are papers and things about this, but everything that I've seen seems to indicate that it doesn't seem to strongly indicate that that's actually the case. And I don't even understand what it would mean if that were the case. But again, there's nothing I want to do as a result of that being, that's just a thing that I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the idea of identity in itself and, you know, what someone's, oh man, I'm so bad at talking. I can't,
No, you're fine.
Like, even if you, like, a lot of people, it's all based on belief. Like, if you believe you're truly one way or another. But if you don't, like, as a person, you don't believe people have a soul, and there's, you know, there's no religious ties to their identity having to be, like, a male or female or anything like that. That if it's just some type of chemical imbalance or something in their brain or things like that, it shouldn't really matter at that point, because but people get caught up also in, like, their identity from a standpoint of, like, oh, it's my soul, it's who I am. But you know, it shouldn't matter. Like, if you want to present yourself one way or another, that should be fine. That's not exact. I don't know. I'm trying to make a point, but I don't really know how to do it. So, talking.
Okay. Well, I didn't even really necessarily want to get into the trans stuff. I just was using that as an example of, like, how I feel that my position on a lot of these things is actually pretty moderate, I guess, accepting whatever. Like, I won't just believe you if you tell me something, but
I do think that a lot of times in the way people on, especially on the social justice end, is that they think that you should definitely believe what they believe.
Well, yeah.
And that's the problem. When you get into belief with people, and if you have two different beliefs, you will never be able to convince someone to have a different belief system, or, like, you know, what you believe is, like, it's the same reason why people get crazy about faith and things like that. And you can't, like, whatever you believe, like, you can't convince someone else to believe something different. It's impossible.
Yeah. Oh, I have a big problem with I have a big problem with the concept of belief, I guess. What I believe is, or at least I strive for this. I am an infallible human being, or I am a fallible human being. So I'm sure there are things where I don't do this, but I try to base my beliefs on facts. On evidence. I try to believe what's actually, I try to get at the truth. I try to believe what's actually true. I don't just pick an ideology and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, like, the only sensible way to go about it. And I'm sure there are plenty of things that I am wrong about, but I want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that so I can modify it and no longer be wrong about it. And everybody has an ego and everything. And if you call me out on something that I'm wrong about, my initial reaction might be indignance. But if what you're telling me is true and you have evidence of it, I will come around, because that's how I base my beliefs. And so it drives me crazy. Like, it's the reason religion drives me crazy, but there are other non-religious ideologies. And I think a lot of this social justice stuff is one of them, that are based on, like, doctrine and dogma, and not so much, like, you already have your framework of what you believe, and everything else needs to be molded to fit into that, as opposed to the other way around. And I think that's really fucked up, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, but I mean, people will also argue, like you say, that, like, my belief is based on truth. That people will argue on what the truth actually is. So that's
sure, but that's part of figuring it out.
Conflict arises, I guess.
That's part of figuring it out. What the truth actually is arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Different sides presenting their evidence and their reasoning. And theoretically, at least, hopefully, if everybody's arguing in good faith, eventually you'll suss out the truth. But, you know, some people are so deeply entrenched in what it is they already believe that they're not, they're not seeking the truth. They've established a position and they're defending it at all costs.
Yeah. Well, I'm very guilty of like not taking a hard stance on it. Most things. I mean, there's very few things that I get really worked up about, and I don't know, man. I tend to take, and I'm not being like, oh, it's because I'm so enlightened, but I tend to like look at everybody's perspective a lot of time, and like I'll try to like look at one thing and be like, well, I can understand why he thinks this because it's like this, and I can understand why this person thinks this way because it's like that, you know, they see this and this happened, and so I guess I'm not a very black and white person, so it's kind of hard for me to have arguments because I'm like, oh, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true too. Well, but this is true as well. And then kind of, I'm not good at arguing. And then when I get upset, I'll just like go, you're dumb. That's just that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I can be a pretty confrontational guy. And if I feel really strongly about something, like if I feel like I have figured it out, then when I see someone saying something that I'm pretty positive is false, then I can get pretty confrontational about it. But I see what you're saying about, you know, like usually I don't think the actual middle ground is usually the correct position in like a polarizing issue, but usually it's not on either extreme exactly either. Uh-huh. If that makes any sense. Uh-huh. So it can be annoying to me to see somebody straddling the fence and saying, well, you both make a lot of good points. Well, one side is probably making better points. Uh-huh. But it's also probably true that both sides are making some good points. Again, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But like with this social justice stuff, I can't right now think of anything off the top of my head that I. Okay, one thing that I kind of sort of agree with, kind of sort of, and it's a big qualifier, with like social justice activists on, is I kind of sort of agree that privilege is a thing, kind of sort of, but I think they way overplay it, and I think it's a lot more muddled than they make it out to be. Like if you say somebody has white privilege, I do think that that is sort of kind of a thing. But I don't think that it plays as big a role as they think it does. And I think that I think you can be a white person who quote unquote has white privilege, and that white privilege is doing you absolutely no good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know in my life, I've experienced people treating me a certain way because I'm a girl. Like it does happen.
Sure.
And sometimes it's positive. Sometimes you get, you know, people hold the door open for you and, you know, be nice to you. And then sometimes it's not so great because, so it does happen. But I don't know.
Like I talk to you about your vagina all the time because you're a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I wouldn't do that to Bames. I don't care about his vagina at all.
No, his vagina is off limits.
Ew, gross, Bames. Keep your vagina to yourself. No, and I do think that that is kind of a thing. I think part of the problem with the concept is that they use the term privilege because it. I think that that sort of it sort of paints what they're trying to say in an offensive light right off the bat. Like if you tell somebody how privileged they are and they're like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm poor and I've struggled my whole life and I'm an abuse victim or whatever their particular circumstances are. And you're coming at them with like, check your white privilege. Like I think privilege is a bad way to come at it. And I also think that they're very, that they pick and choose a lot which times they're willing to acknowledge privilege. Like, you never hear about female privilege. And it if male privilege exists, female privilege absolutely exists.
Mm-hmm. It's like I'm saying, like, people holding doors open.
Right, yeah. And I don't say that to be like, yeah, you fucking women have it so good. Shut the fuck up. That's not why I say it exists. I'm just saying if the one exists, the other one does too, but you never hear about the other one. And it's the whole concept of privilege is used more as a weapon than it is as like a discussion point. Like, just, it's not really about acknowledging it and then discussing it. It's about like bludgeoning people with it, like telling them to shut up because of it.
Uh-huh.
And that's where my real issue with it is. But I sort of agree that it is a thing. But that's like one of the only things I can think of where I kind of sort of agree with these people on the shit that they say. Like, I watched those Anita Sarkeesian videos about tropes versus women in video games, and I don't agree with almost anything that she says is in them. Or if I do, it's like I agree with it on like a very, very base level. Like, I agree that these things exist, but I don't agree with the conclusion she comes to based on them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I haven't seen them, so.
Well, and that's another issue. Not that you're doing this, but that there are a lot of people that I get annoyed with because they will argue, like, if I'm talking about like how shitty these Anita Sarkeesian videos are, there are a lot of people who will argue in their defense without having seen them. Just assuming.
Well, I'm not saying either thing.
No, like, I know. That's why I said that I know you're not doing this right now, but That's the thing that happens a lot too, is that they just assume, like, you look at it, it's like, this is a feminist critique of video games. What could possibly be wrong with that? Like, so you don't even have to watch it. You know it's okay. So when you see it being criticized, whatever. I don't know, Em. All this stuff, I really, my baseline belief is that I think people should be free to do what they want and should basically leave each other the fuck alone. I think you shouldn't be coming down on people for fantasy misogyny or I don't know. Like, what did you think about that? Did you see that Spider-Woman's butt thing?
Yeah, that was a terrible picture.
See, did you think, because Sean said the same, he said it was like a shitty, like, did you think it was just shittily done?
I thought it was kind of like, what? Well, what are you asking? Like, what do you want?
Like technically, did you think it was a bad picture technically? Like, the craftsmanship was bad, or?
I thought it was bad. It's a bad picture. Like, it's terrible. The proportions are all, like, did you see the 3D model of what she actually, like, her head had to be, snapped off?
Yeah, except that it wasn't accurate at all. I wish I had that pulled up right now. I absolutely know what you're talking about. And they weren't even actually in the same position.
Oh. So, you think it was proportion then?
I mean, as much as superheroes are.
Well, I don't really understand how that works with the, like, the way that the butt was indented. Like, what type of fabric was that made out of?
Well, okay, are you talking about her body proportions or the fabric of the outfit? The fabric of the outfit, sure.
Her body proportions is of an issue, but also the fabric and the way that the butt cleavage is in it.
Sure, but that's like, that's also true of all superheroes, or nearly all of them. Like, Superman, his outfit's fucking painted on.
Yeah, but he's not in those types of, like, the position itself, like, the like, when have you ever seen that wasn't, like, the Hawkeye Initiative, like, a male superhero in that type of, like...
Spider-Man. All the time.
Okay.
Like, seriously, Spider-Man. He's constantly crouching down like that with his ass in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you disagree with that?
Well, it's not the same though. Like, he doesn't arch his back in a, like a, it's like a completely different type of position. Like his back would curve outward if he was in that type of like position in a picture. Like it wouldn't like there. I don't know if you understand this. Like that picture, like her, like the small of her back is like arched out to make her butt stand out more.
Sure.
Like there's a specific type of arch that they do like right in the small of the back with the female superheroes.
Sure.
To make their asses come out. So no, it's not the same type of position that Spider-Man would do. Spider-Man would have like an outward curved back.
I disagree with that. I think Spider-Man in particular actually does the same kind of poses all the time. I'm not saying like Superman doesn't. I get the point you're making, but Spider-Man himself actually does the same kind of poses all the time. He gets into these weird, like ladylike gymnastic poses all the time with his ass sticking out and his back arched all the time.
Mm-hmm.
However, I get the point that you're making, except that my response to it is, so what? Like her butt was sticking out.
You asked me if I looked weird, so I mean.
Well, I asked you what you thought about it, and you're telling me. I'm not like coming down on you for telling me, but so what? Like her ass was out, so what?
Well, it looks stupid.
Okay, but do you like find it to be like a bigger issue than it looks stupid?
I think somebody should have looked at the picture and been like, "We probably this is stupid. Why are we publishing it? This looks terrible."
See, that's what I don't understand. Why should they not?
Because they have to make a decision in the marketing department if something looks good or doesn't look good.
Yeah,
you do understand that concept.
But what do you think looks bad about it? You think it looks bad because her butt was sticking up?
It's just. It's ridiculous. Like, the proportions just look weird, but you don't agree with me. So I don't like, it's not a point in talking about it.
Well, I do think there's a point in talking about it because I think that there's some sort of like moral, issue here. And that's what I think is interesting about it. Because I don't see any problem with drawing a picture of a woman with her butt, like even if it was purely like undeniably just drawn to look sexy, which like I'm not really going to argue with. I don't see the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a commentary on women.
Well, if they didn't, so people should just not say what they think about it.
No, you can say what you think about it. What I'm trying to figure out is what it is that you think about it. Like if you thought like it was gross, I don't like that picture. I think it's kind of gross. Fine. But what you said was that you think that they should have looked at that and said, we shouldn't publish this.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people who, plenty of other people who would have seen it and liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me implies that there's some sort of underlying like issue of morality or something to it. Like it's a bigger deal than just some people thought it was kind of gross.
Well, you don't agree with me, but the proportions don't look correct to me. And it just looks like a really bad picture. So from an artistic standpoint, you know, if I have somebody that draws a stick figure and then draws something that looks better, then I would not choose that over the other thing. So, but you don't, I mean, it's the issue with the proportions. I don't think they're realistic. But your point is that you believe that that's normal for superheroes, so.
Yeah, I mean, none of their proportions are realistic. So your issue with it, so you have two issues with it then. One is the sexualized pose, and the other one is that you think that it's a bad drawing because the proportions could be better.
Well, the proportions are...
So, like, if they did the same pose, but they fixed the proportions, would you not have a problem with it?
Yeah, if it didn't look terrible, yeah.
Okay, but that... You can't just say, like, it looked terrible.
I told you what looks wrong with it. The neck and the head and the ass. The asses don't look like that.
I've seen asses that look like that.
Okay. I mean, are you trying to convince me that it looks fine and I shouldn't not like it?
No, it's fine that you don't like it. What I'm confused by, or what I don't understand, is why it's a bigger issue than just, man, that was kind of a shitty looking cover.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really like I thought it just looked ridiculous. I didn't put a petition in to get it removed or anything.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't.
Well, you did say no. I know, but you did say.
I didn't even comment on it until you brought it up. So
I'm not attacking you.
I know, but I'm trying to. You're like, well, why are these people doing this about this? And I'm like,
no. But you did say that you think that they should have looked at it and said we shouldn't publish this.
Yeah. I mean, that's my opinion, though. I'm not going to tell them that they should. I'm not going to write a petition telling them to not do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Kyle. Happy birthday.
I don't. You got really I was.
Well, you're. This is what arguing is like with me. So. Sorry.
I just think that it didn't look any different to me, really, aside from the fact that it was more like painterly, because most comic book stuff is like drawn and then, you know, it's inked and then colored or whatever. Aside from the fact that the medium was different, it didn't really look much different to me than any other picture of a superhero. And I guess I'll just have to concede this point because it's a matter of opinion, I guess, but I don't think that the proportions were particularly odd, especially for a superhero, but even for an actual woman. Like, I've seen plenty of women in like porn and stuff who look quite a bit like that.
In porn.
See, but why is that a point? That's kind of what I was getting at, is why, like, yeah, in porn. So what? Like, those are still women, like the women in porn.
They're having sex. They're not crawling on the side of a building, though.
Sure, but I was talking about their proportions, not the pose.
Oh, Kyle. I don't know. I don't like it. I didn't say anything. I didn't write a petition about it. I don't know. It looks terrible to me.
Okay.
If I was there and I was like determining what type of cover to put on your superhero thing, I'd be like, this looks terrible. I think we should go with a different type of cover. But that's me.
Okay. The reason I brought it up was because it was a bigger issue than that.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I asked you what you thought about it. And the, the things you said about what you thought about it were largely related to how it was. I mean, this isn't exactly what you said, but essentially too porny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's what I am confused by.
You don't agree. You don't think that it looks like that. You think that that's normal for a superhero to look like that. So,
There are two different things that you said. One was the pose and one was the proportions. Those are two different things. I think that the proportions are normal for superheroes. The pose is sort of porny. Her ass is sticking up in the air. I also don't think it's that crazy for her to be in that pose climbing up at the side of a building. But I'll admit that, yeah, her ass is sticking up in the air. And she was drawn to look sexy. And I'll just flat out say, fine, she looks sort of porny. But at that point, saying, oh, she looks sort of porny is either a non-issue or it's some sort of morality issue. It's some sort of issue about this is a poor representation of women, or it's some sort of exploitation of this fictional character, or it's making women uncomfortable somehow, which I think is strange. Because if you did draw mentioned it earlier, the Hawkeye initiative or whatever. That doesn't make me uncomfortable to see. I think it's strange, and I think it's problematic for women to see pictures of fictional women and think that this is somehow, that it somehow has anything to do with them.
It's not, but I mean, I see things all the time that I'm like, well, that looks terrible, or that's kind of gross. But I don't do anything about it.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I mean, you asked me what I thought about the picture specifically, so I told you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I didn't do anything physically to get that thing taken
off. I'm not accusing you of doing anything. I'm asking, what I'm trying to figure out is why you think it being kind of porny is bad.
Well, it doesn't really matter what I think if I don't actually affect change in the actual comic book, does it?
Well, it matters to me in so much as I asked you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to figure out why sexualized pictures of women bother people. And I know you can't speak for people in general, but you can speak for you, and it apparently bothers you, and I'm curious as to why.
I can tell you why, but it's not gonna, it's, to me, it's just like, The types of positions that women and men get in comic books are different. It just is.
Okay.
And if you look at pictures and things like that, they constantly have women shot from the front and things, and it's not the same. But whatever.
So, if they went the Hawkeye initiative route and started putting dudes in the same kind of poses they put the women in, would that make you feel better about it?
I think you should treat women and men the same. So, either everybody gets treated, in non-porn position, or do the same positions of women as you do men.
Okay. So my feelings on that, and you can disagree with this, and that's fine. I'm saying that up front because I do get the impression that you feel you're being attacked, and that's not my intention. My opinion on that is that I don't really care. I would be fine with it if that was the case. I'm not trying to argue for more or clamping the status quo in place and keeping it the way it is. I'm not arguing for more sexualized images of women or making sure that they stay in the proportions that they are, and making sure that men are not put in sexualized positions or whatever. I would be fine with it if it went that way, but I don't think that there's any particular reason that it needs to. I think if someone wants to draw a comic that's full of women doing crazy sexy poses and men doing nothing of the sort, that that's fine. If they want to reverse it, that that's fine. And if they want to make it the same for both genders, either making them both extremely sexualized or neither sexualized at all, I think that's fine. None of that bothers me. And what does bother me a little bit is the sort of what I see as moralizing, trying to, and I'm not talking about you. I know you just said you haven't taken any actions, and I'm not saying that you have, but I see other people doing it, the sort of moralizing, sort of trying to dictate that it go in that direction, that we correct artists. That bothers me more than any sexualization of anyone. Mm-hmm. So like with the Spider Woman's butt thing, it's not like I'm in love with that picture. What bothered me about it is that the critique of it wasn't about like the technical skill involved or anything. It was like, this is making this woman too sexy. And that is somehow a moral issue because she's a woman and we only do this to women. But like, I don't care. You want a picture of a sexy man in a sexualized pose? That's fine. That's, if you want pictures of women doing completely non-sexy things in very generic poses, that's fine. I don't see a problem with it either way. That's my position on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is my base position on a lot of things, is that I care way more about the, like with art type stuff, I care way more about the personal freedoms of artists than I do about their like responsibility to the world. Like to not make people uncomfortable. Or to make people more comfortable or whatever, or to give representation to an underrepresented group, or to give less representation to an overrepresented group, or to represent a particular member of any particular group in any particular way. Like if you were to write a story in which a black person is a thief, like if you started getting called out for racism, that would bother me, because some black people, just like some of everyone, are thieves. If you started writing a story where a woman is like a nag and a slut, I don't like, some women sleep around a lot and some women nag. That's not a commentary on what women are like. If you wrote a story about like a really racist white dude, like I'm not going to be like, you know, not all white people are like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the problem also I have. You know, I've been talking to you about this thing that you asked me about, and you asked my opinion about it. And I didn't come in here like making a big deal out of anything, sure. But now I have people in the chat saying that, oh, well, she's a stupid feminist that doesn't know what she's talking about.
Okay,
like,
well,
you asked me.
I wasn't looking at the chat. I didn't see that.
I know, but it's like, what the fuck? Like, I just was answering a question, and now, like, that's the kind of shit that pisses me off. Like, oh, well, obviously, this is just some dumb bitch that doesn't know what she's talking about, and she's just like everybody else. Like, I fucking didn't even bring anything up. Like, but I'm a like a feminist bitch that doesn't know what she's talking about. So,
I hadn't seen that. I wasn't looking at the chat. Yeah, M is not a.
I mean, it's fine, but this is it's frustrating because.
No,
like, I feel like I can't even have a conversation about how I really feel about things because people are just gonna like shoot me down and be like, oh, this is some type of Gamergate bitch that was just mouthing off at something.
Well, yeah. I would say, and I don't mean this as really a criticism of you, but I would say that you are taking what looks like M. Von Power said in the chat to heart a little bit too much. Not that he didn't mean it seriously, but that, like, fuck him.
I know, but it's just, like, really dismissive, and, like, you don't really even... I can't even have a discussion because people just take it wrong way.
You can, though. That I think, is my point when I said that you're taking it to heart too much, is that you can. Like, he can sit there and say, like, you're just a blind follower or whatever, and, like... I guess if he's right, then it's like something to think about. But if he's not right, then you can ignore it or argue against it or whatever, and you're free to say whatever it is that you want to say. You don't have to let some guy in the chat dictate what you are and are not allowed to say or think or whatever.
Yeah. It just makes me not want to talk about stuff.
Yeah, I get it. And I saw you tell him to call in and say that. If he wants to, I guess he can. You already told him that a while ago, it looks like, and he hasn't done it. But I don't know. Like, I was starting to get a little uncomfortable because I felt like I was making you uncomfortable. Like, you felt like I was really coming down on you, and if that's how you felt about it, then what am I going to do? But that wasn't my intention. I enjoy arguing about these sorts of things, and you have stated a few times that you're really not big into arguing, and so I guess I can see how that would make you uncomfortable. But I really wasn't trying to.
I am. It's fine. I'm trying to talk, and I know when I talk, like, I sound stupid, and then.
Well, I like talking to you about this sort of thing. I get the impression that you don't like talking about this sort of thing with me, or even maybe in general, but.
I just can't really articulate myself very well verbally.
But I like talking with you about this sort of thing because I feel like most of the time you are fairly reasonable about the points that you make, and that there are times when you disagree with me. So it's not just me saying, man, this Spider-Woman's butt thing was a non-issue, right, guys? And then you saying, high five, fuck those idiots. That is specifically why I wanted to talk about it with you, especially when you started saying how gross it was and how disproportionate she was and everything. That was why I wanted to talk to you about it. It wasn't because I wanted to beat you into submission with my own ideas. It was because I think it's more interesting for us to disagree about it than it is for me to say one thing and then for the crowd to cheer.
I just get to a point where, like, when I see that, like, when I don't agree with someone.
Uh-oh. Shit. I just accidentally hung up on M, I think. Hey, M? I was getting, you were in the middle of saying something, and I started getting another call, and I tried to add it to the group call, but somehow that ended up accidentally hanging up on you. I apologize.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was M-Von in the chat. If it was, you can try again. I didn't mean to hang, because I apparently hung up on them too. I don't know how it happened, but I hung up on both of you. So, I apologize. What were you saying?
Well, this is like the thing that I was saying earlier, is like when it gets to a point when I can see that, like, me and another person doesn't agree about something, for the most part, I'm just going to, like, not want to continue to talk about it because it's just not going to go anywhere. But I can see how that could be frustrating because you want to find out why the person wants to talk about something in the way that they do. So.
All right, they're trying again. I'm clicking add to group call. Now, I don't know why it isn't working. Okay. Jesus Christ. It happened again. This time I know I clicked add to group call and it fucking hung up. I'm going to try to add them myself manually. And then if that doesn't work, then I don't know.
So just start turning the gears, pushing the buttons, putting the coal in the fire.
Yeah, it won't let me. I just tried to add them manually and they like showed up in the call for half a second and then they were gone.
That's weird.
Yeah, invite to group call and nothing happens. So, sorry, I don't know what the deal
Dave
is with
coming
that.
Back?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not trying to avoid them. I don't know what they're, why that isn't working. I don't know if it's Skype or if it's something on their end or I don't know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
But Em, I like talking to you about this kind of stuff.
I don't know why.
Because most other people who are willing to talk to me about this kind of stuff will usually just agree with me. And
I won't agree with you, but you'll get to a point where I'm just like, why are we, like, I'll just shut down.
Sure. And
like,
that
I'm not saying that's a good thing.
I would prefer that that didn't happen.
I know. I can't stop it. I've been trained to act like that. Sorry.
But like, did you hear the episode I did about where I like talked about Sean's Gamergate podcast?
Yeah, I did listen to that.
I said in that, and I meant it, that I would have preferred to actually have him on the line at the time. And I invited him to do it. I didn't give him a ton of notice. I don't know if he would have done it if I had given him more notice or not, but I would have preferred that. And I was serious about that because I don't get a lot of opportunities to have that kind of discussion on the show where somebody is disagreeing with me. And that was a big disagreement, like a pretty fundamental disagreement. That was the whole reason I did that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would have been a lot more interesting to actually have him on the line. Now, in that particular case, I was actually sort of mad at Sean. I am not mad at you over the Spider-Woman's ass thing.
You're driven apart by Spider-Woman's ass.
Just like those cheeks with the impossible fabric. Yes.
Need a hug.
Aw, Em.
I don't like arguing.
He's trying again, whoever this is. It's I don't think it's gonna work.
Oh.
Nope. Alright. Hold on a second. I just hung up on Em again. I'm gonna try to call this person directly. Yeah, it won't let me. Maybe they need to be added to my contacts. I sent a contact request. Okay. I'm trying to call them. Okay, finally. All right. I'm going to invite M to this group call.
Okay.
Okay. Is this, who is this?
This is M, not
M Von from the chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
M, are you back on the line?
I wasn't trying to call her out, you know, for being stupid or anything like that. It's just that she kept saying, well, I don't know why I don't like it. I don't know why I don't like it.
Okay.
So it was the, what, the indecisiveness?
The wishy-washiness.
The wishy-washiness?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're if you have an opinion, know why you have an opinion. That's all I'm trying to say. You know, a lot of people are just like, well, I don't like that.
Mvon, I've seen you, I think, in the comment section on Alpha Counter. Is that correct?
Yeah. Sean's and Chuck Lai's stuff has been getting a little retarded.
Yeah. Okay. So
sounds like a big fan.
Yeah. So I've seen, like, specifically with this like Gamergate stuff, I've seen you in there being kind of the only dissenting opinion.
Well, I will admit that they're both from California, and you know, they sort of have that whole liberalism thing going on here. Just okay. I'm going to defend feminism to the end, even if it makes no sense or it's totally irrelevant.
Well, I don't think that that's entirely accurate. Well, I can't really speak about Chuck. I really don't know Chuck that well. I've only heard a couple episodes of his Road Rage podcast, and the ones that I listened to specifically were about the Gamergate stuff, and he disagrees with me very fundamentally on that issue. So if I base my entire opinion of him on that, then it's going to be like, wow, he's a real dumbass.
But, yeah, and you're perfectly right not to do it just on that.
But I don't know much about him outside of that, so I can't really speak too much to what his views are on feminism or whatever. But I don't think that Sean is a person who will defend feminism to the end, no matter what. However, I do sometimes feel like Sean is trying to sort of, I feel like he's sort of towing the line on certain issues. Like, I remember when he talked about, like he's talked about those Anita Sarkeesian videos a few times, and he said that, like, I don't know, I don't think they're a big deal. I think, like, I think she has some good points, but I haven't really heard what those good points are, and I can't think of what they would be.
I don't know if that's exactly how he feels about that, because I'm pretty sure he's had podcasts where he's talked about the Anita Sarkeesian videos, and he was like, I don't know why we're doing this. Like, why is this necessary?
Well, if every time he brings up the issue of Anita Sarkeesian and this Gamergate thing, he's quick to get off of what the actual issue is or what the actual criticisms are and quickly jump to the, oh, you're just attacking them because they're women.
Yeah.
How is that? How much of that is him and how much of that is his guests on there talking about it?
Sometimes when it's been him, you know, and Matt, Crafty Matt, and Chuck, they've gone kind of quick to that, back to that well.
I haven't really seen Matt do that. Are you sure you're not thinking of Kevin?
I'm sorry, maybe I am getting them mixed up.
Kevin was the one that was on when they interviewed that David Smith guy.
Maybe it was.
Or maybe it was Matt, and I just didn't hear it, and I don't know what you're referring to.
I'll just say then, you know, every time it comes up, video games and women, they're quick to go to the, well, there's these group of people that are on the fringe that are attacking them and, you know, doxing them and everything. They're on the fringe, and then they try to characterize that as being everything. You know, and I'm going to say that I genuinely like when they talk about video games and stuff like that.
Sure.
But it's the second you introduce, you know, a female into the discussion about video games, it quickly becomes, well, people are just attacking them because they're women and not because, you know, like with Anita Sarkeesian, she's doing these kind of really poor videos that are just surface level kind of stuff. If people are going to pay, you know, $150,000 for something,
sure,
you expect them to put some effort into it. And since she's just sort of phoning it in, I guess.
Yeah. I will say, curiously enough, that Crafty Matt, he hasn't spoken a lot about it, but I've seen him post some things on Twitter that lead me to believe that he, on the Gamergate issue, falls more on the pro-Gamergate side.
Well, if I'm mischaracterizing their positions or anything, I am sorry. You know, that's not my intent.
But M asked you, like, was it really so much Sean or was it his guest? And I would say that it's both. Like, Sean, like, what I initially got upset with Sean about in regards to this Gamergate thing was essentially him going to that well of, this is all just about harassing women. That was essentially like what he took away from the whole thing. It was like, this is just a bunch of nonsense, invented corruption as an excuse to harass women.
Yeah, he did do that, but, you know, every time he's pretty consistent about when women and video games are brought together, you know, he quickly goes to the, we're going to talk about how they're being harassed and everything, or, you know, stuff like that, rather than let's talk about the actual issues here. I mean, it's his podcast. He can do whatever he wants, you know.
Sure. Well, and I actually think, especially because you are the only one doing it, that you going into the comments and posting your dissenting opinion is a good thing, because it's, it makes it a discussion. Like I was saying, I would have rather had Sean on here when I talked about that stuff than not, but I couldn't. But
he is the best person to defend his position.
Yeah, but that makes it an actual discussion. If you're not exactly on the same page, if Sean is saying, you know, look at all these nerds having problems with women and, you know, pretending it's about corruption and stuff, if no one's calling him out on that, then it's not a discussion. It's just Sean telling the world that that's the way it is. So I think it's a good thing that you go in there and you comment on it.
It's something that everyone does, it seems, you know.
And I do sort of understand, because I said similar things earlier, I do sort of understand your, I don't know if annoyance is the right word, or the issue you take with wishy-washiness.
Well, it's not just M, and I'm sorry, M, if you felt like I was, you know, calling you out or being malicious to you specifically. It's a whole, almost a generation at this point, people who, like, go and read something and then they don't think about what they're reading. They just sort of parrot right back. You know, there's no critical thinking involved in someone's position. It's just, I've been told not to like it, so therefore I don't like it.
No, I actually don't like the picture.
Oh, I will totally agree. The aesthetics do nothing for me. And it's not even the butt that bothers me the most. It's that weird kind of misshapen face.
Yeah.
I will say to the point about people just like seeing things and just accepting them and regurgitating them. I think that probably everybody does that to some extent, and it's something you have to be, different people do it to more and lesser extents, and it's something you have to be sort of aware of, sort of kind of monitor yourself for. I've certainly done it. I've certainly seen something on the internet or whatever and just accepted it as like, that's just a thing. And then I parrot it back later and I haven't really thought that much about it, and I should have. And I think that's something that everybody does to some extent. However, on the other hand, I think, I don't doubt that M does not like the Spider-Woman's butt picture.
You can believe me.
Yeah. I sort of got that.
I may get insecure and say, I don't know. I don't know, but I really don't like it. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
I do sort of think though that there is a sort of reinforcement that happens. I'm not saying, you don't think for yourself. And I'm not even necessarily saying that what I am saying is the way it is. But I do think that there is a sort of reinforcement that happens when you see, articles on the Mary Sue .com about the Hawkeye initiative and about like the Spider-Woman's butt picture and about, you know, the atrocious representation of women in comic books and stuff that
certainly people feel vindicated when they see other people, you know, having a similar opinion.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah,
I think there's also a mob mentality that can happen at the same time.
But I think,
yeah, but
I think there's a sort of,
go ahead, no, sorry.
There's a sort of charge that builds. I think if you had never seen a picture like that before, ever, like if that's just not the way these things were done and suddenly you saw that picture, like your reaction to it would be different. And I don't, you still might not like it or whatever, but I don't think it would make you feel the same way, however it makes you feel. Like I feel there's an impression that like it builds and builds and builds, and so like this is they've done it again, these fucking people with their
it's just ugly. But it's cool.
I mean, I could be wrong about that. I'm not inside your head, but I think like I've heard people say, you know, these things don't exist in a vacuum or whatever. Like that's an argument that I've heard, that, you know, if there was one video game with a sexualized woman in it, it would be a non-issue or whatever. Or like, if there was one video game with a damsel in distress it would be a non-issue. But the fact that it happens so much, that's what makes it an issue. But that doesn't really work for me because all these things are made by different people. They're all different games. And each character, if you're going to, like, it's a fictional character. If you're going to look at it like it's a real person, like it's actually been damseled, then it doesn't seem fair at that point to then compare it to characters from other universes or whatever. I don't know. This is a point I've tried to make a bunch of times and I've always had a hard time making it. But basically, I think these things should exist in a vacuum, and I don't think it's fair to judge them as if they don't.
So you don't think people should judge it by other? What do you mean, like, when not in a vacuum? Like, just...
Like...
Are you saying that we should be judging this cover on its own merits as opposed to as another cover coming from Marvel or DC that features a character in a sexually suggestive pose?
Yeah, and that basically, yes. And that's not what M said. M did not say, here they go again, they're doing it again, and that's why I don't like it. So I'm not trying to make that point. But I do think other people have said that. I do think other people feel that way and have said things like that, and that bothers me a little bit. Like I was saying about the damsel thing, like, if it's okay, if it would be okay to use the damsel in distress trope, if it weren't for the fact that so many other people have used it, then I don't think it's fair to say it's not okay because so many other people have used it. Like, if it, I think it's either okay or it's not okay.
I just think it's an ugly cover.
Yeah.
And that's like fine. Poop. That's fine. I don't see it though.
Well, you know, it's purely subjective, but I think one of the issues, as you've expressed before, is that, you know, it's okay for you not to like something, especially like a comic, right, where you get to choose to buy it or not, but it's wrong for you to go say, well, we shouldn't have that at all because I don't like it.
Right. And again, yeah. I know that this isn't what M said.
Well, the other thing is, like, I see things all the time like this, like every day, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. You know, I do go like, oh, God. But I don't do anything about it. I mean,
right,
it's just there. Like, it's just part of life. Whatever.
Right.
But if you ask me, I'm going to tell you I don't like it. Like,
right.
It'll be interesting to see. You know, I don't know a lot about comics and selling and all that. You know, does this comic with this alternate cover, I think is what it actually is, does it sell more than a normal comic? Are people buying it because they appreciate the art?
Well, that's another point, is that it was an alternate cover. It wasn't the cover.
Obviously, someone looked at it and said, let's not make this the main cover. So maybe my point is somewhat validated in that.
I'm not sure that that's what happened. I would imagine what actually happened was that they created the cover and then they said, hey, let's make some alternate covers.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than they created that cover, like a bunch of covers, and said, which one should be the real cover? And they were like, well, not that one, because that one looks all weird. We'll make that one an alternate bonus.
The butt monster.
I have a feeling it was planned to be an alternate cover, but it is an alternate cover, making it the only reason you would buy it is because you wanted it. Like, you could buy that issue of Spider-Woman without buying that cover.
Variant covers always suck. Like, I've got and I say that as a generalization, but I've got the Scarlet, Black Widow. The new Black Widow series by Phil Noto. And, like, his cover is gorgeous, and then the other ones inside have, like, chibi Black Widow, and I'm like, oh, God.
What? So chibi?
Terrible. Little chibi Black Widow.
You don't like the chibi Black Widow?
I think it's completely... what's the word? It just doesn't go with the rest, like, the entire book is beautiful, and it's very hyper realistic, like watercolors, and then the variant cover has nothing to do with any of that.
You just think her big head is too sexy.
Yeah, that's right.
Why are you slut shaming him?
Because I love it.
That is another like an aside thing. Like, this is me going off on a tangent. This doesn't have anything to do with anything anybody said, but that is a thing. There is a thing that bothers me that people do where they talk about like some sexualized representation of a woman in a game. Like, look at that outfit they put her in. But if you did that to a real woman in real life, that would be slut shaming.
Yeah, that is kind of but you would say the woman actually, they would probably make the argument that the woman actually chose to wear the clothes, and which is kind of a weird argument to make.
Yeah, I think that's a bad argument because within the context of the fictional universe where this fictional woman is wearing these fictional clothes, she fictionally chose to wear them as well. Like, you can make a character
really
who
really chose her to wear them.
You can make a character, like a fictional character, who believes anything, you know, like they could absolutely, there could absolutely be a fictional woman who fictionally thinks that this is a fictionally awesome outfit for fighting people in.
Got my bond.
So I think that that's when people make that argument, it's a bad one.
Bames is never coming back, is he, Kyle?
How long has it been since he left?
Went to get milk and he never came home.
Last time he left me to go walk with his mom.
I know.
Well, I'm going to pull a Bames and go myself.
You got to walk with your mom?
No.
Yep. Have a good mom walk.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. That's an interesting thing. I guess this is kind of to Bames's point when I mentioned the tweets he was making. It does seem to sometimes be the case that when you get someone on like a Skype call, as opposed to Twitter or a chat room or a message board or whatever, that things de-escalate a bit.
Yep, that's exactly what happens.
I don't know that that's always the case, but it does seem to happen.
That's, I think you lose a lot when you're, well, it's like what I said. It's like, it's not as, when you're talking to someone, there's a certain amount of, it's just different.
Yeah, I think there's something like humanizing about it.
Yeah, you're talking to, it sounds like you're talking to a real person, not talking to, you know, typing to a robot.
I also,
internet people aren't real.
I also think, though, that that's sort of a double-edged sword in a way. Like, it goes both ways. It's both a good thing and a bad thing, because I think it's a good thing in that it can sort of humanize the other person and make you consider them more. But I also think part of it stems from like anxiety and fear. Like, it's harder to say something shitty to someone's face than it is to say it online, but that doesn't change the fact that you wanted to say something shitty. Like, you might still want to say something shitty, but you're less comfortable saying it.
Yeah, but you could say something shitty and then regret it.
I just think that sometimes, like, it can de-escalate the situation, and it can sort of bring people together and help them to see each other's points of view and stuff and see each other more as people, but it can also prevent people some of the time from actually saying what they actually think. So I think maybe it's a net positive, but that there is a negative aspect to it.
I suppose.
What are you doing, Em? You getting comfortable?
No. Why am I shifting around again?
Yeah, there's more shifting noises, and there was like a big
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you cut that out? I just sighed. I didn't do anything weird.
No, it just sounded to me like you were like relaxing. Relaxing ain't weird, Em. It's cool to relax. Everybody relaxes.
I don't want to be a creep. Creepy creep.
You're a real creep.
I am a real creep. I yelled at you on your birthday.
Did you yell at me?
That was yelling for me.
Wow.
I argued with you on your birthday.
Yeah. I don't feel yelled at.
Okay. So.
that was yelling for you. It is my birthday. You do have to be nice to me.
I'm crying.
Actually, it's not my birthday anymore. It's now the day after my birthday. So now it's fair to be mean to me again.
It's your post-poop day.
Yeah. So if you have any mean things to say to me, now's the time.
Are you going to do anything for your birthday?
I did. I took the day off from work, but I didn't really do anything. I haven't really in years, I think. I haven't really done thing. I haven't really holidayed. I know birthdays aren't exactly a holiday, but it's sort of the same idea. I haven't really done any holidays in years. Like the closest I've done is I've gone to the Chinese restaurant on Christmas.
Yay.
I don't really have a life anymore, Em.
I know.
Like,
what's up with that?
I had one friend that I saw on a regular basis, and he hates me now.
What about roommate John?
No, well, I don't see him on a regular basis. He is still in my life, though. Every once in a while, he...
the light of my life.
Yeah, he's the light of my life. Every once in a while, he will send me an email or like a Facebook message or something asking me if I want to like go do something. And I'd say probably at least 50% of the time I decline, which is my own damn fault.
You can't hibernate in pizza boxes.
I can, though. I'm a I'm an aspiring hikikomori. That's Japanese for creep.
Oh, Kyle, what are we gonna do with you?
I don't know. I'm actually mostly pretty content. Actually, the one aspect of my life that I really don't like is the one aspect of my life that makes me leave the apartment, which is my work.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep working.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have a nice...
You're looking at the time of being like Wednesday and be like, oh, I've been watching animus for 3 days straight. Oops.
Oh, that's not why I have to keep working. If I could do that, I would do that. The reason I have to keep working is to keep the lights on.
I know. Well.
But unfortunately, I don't have a Japanese business dad who will pay for my continued existence.
Yeah, what's up with all the dads being gone in animes? Like,
I guess
never...
they're all overworked salarymen. They're all... Although, I've noticed that in some of the... like, definitely more than one of the anime that I've seen, the dad is out of the picture, and they explain it by saying his work transferred him to, like, another continent. I don't know how common that is with actual Japanese businessmen, but apparently all these dads are out of the country.
Yeah, that's and free, like, one of the main characters. His parents just aren't there, and they're, like, somewhere else, like, on another continent. I don't know why they're just like, oh, you're a high school kid. I'm sure you can just, like, run the house. Yeah. What?
I guess parents just aren't cool enough for anime.
Mm-mm.
And usually when they are, they're moms. So that's progressive.
Yep.
Anime thinks moms are cooler than dads. You heard it here first.
I'm going to go see my daddy tomorrow.
Didn't your stepmom almost break or something?
She broke her ribs again.
Jeez, Em. How come your parents are always breaking?
Well, they're old. My dad's like 70. And my stepmom's like 65, and she has a lot of medical problems, and she was doing things that she didn't need to be doing, like working and walking around without a walker, and she fell because she was not making good choices. So that's her fault.
Em, you need to get your parents refurbished.
I know. I want to put them in bubble wrap.
In what?
My dad's bubble wrap.
One more time.
Bubble
wrap. Okay. Wrap. Okay. I get it.
Bubble wrap.
I thought you were saying like butthole rock or something.
Those are awful.
I want to put my parents in butthole rock. I don't know what that means, Em.
The town down the street.
Yeah. Butthole Rock, South Carolina. It sounds like a place.
It sounds like a place here. Yeah. parents.
Yeah, parents. I guess my mom breaks, but she's like slowly breaking from the inside.
Oh, did you? What did you want to share? Did you like actually have notes for this thing, or just
no? Because if I had made notes for this thing, I would. It would have been all Gamergate. And you heard the way Bames responded when I brought it up again. This is a thing I struggle with because Bames is like sort of my de facto co-host. And he doesn't like a fair amount of the things that I want to talk about. And I struggle with the idea of should I just do it anyway and fuck Bames, or should I respect the fact that he's the only one willing to call in and talk to me most of the time and try to rein some of that in a little bit.
I'm not sure. I'd say whatever. I want you to do more shows. And if that's the only thing you really want to talk about, then it's your show. But you just might not have Bames really excited about it. Or, you know, if you do it.
Yeah.
The price to pay.
Bames is the price I pay.
What a price indeed.
But at what cost, Em?
I need my Bames. Can't lose my Bames.
I do need my Bames. Last week, man, like I had people in the chat and stuff, and I was like, somebody call in, somebody call in. I can't do this by myself. Somebody call in. And they were like, no. Nope. Sorry. Entertain us.
Juggle for us, funny man. I couldn't do a show by myself. I barely managed to get through shows because I always think I'm saying something dumb.
When was the last time you were on Alpha Counter?
We recorded a show last weekend. It's probably going to come out soon.
Hmm. Has it been a while before that, or have I just not been paying enough attention?
It's been a while. I mean, everybody was at convention and a lot of stuff was going on. So got it held the whole Indiegogo thing, and I still got to write, like, I have fan fiction stuff I got to write for that.
Yeah, haha, you got roped in.
No, I volunteered, actually. So
are you seeing any of that sweet, sweet go-go money?
No, it's all going to the show.
Oh, that's what Sean tells you.
Oh,
he's really fine. Spending it on new hats.
I don't care.
He's got a whole closet full of new hats.
That would be funny.
Let's talk about corruption in Alpha Counterism. Spending it all on hats.
He told me he was using the money for the show, but he bought all these hats. What am I going to do?
How much did the Indiegogo end up making? It met its goal. Did it surpass it?
I think it was like $790.
Yeah, so it surpassed it by a bit.
Yeah. I was impressed. I didn't... well, I don't know. I was surprised.
I
didn't know people liked us.
It's a shitty thing for me to say, I guess, since it's not like it's not like humility if it's me saying it. But I was a little surprised as well, to be honest. Not because I didn't like. I'm not super surprised, I guess, that it met its goal. It wasn't like a huge goal or anything, but it, for a while, it didn't seem like it was going to. Like it sort of picked up toward the end. So I was I was a little surprised, but that's good.
That's good. Yeah.
How many fanfics do you have to write? Just one or
two?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that work? What are you writing fanfics about?
One of them is kind of like this scenario with all the Alpha Counter people, and this second one is kind of like a whatever you want to write, which I may write. My roommates have said that they want me to write a fan fiction about they want me to write fan fiction about them.
About them?
Yeah. They want to write an inner space fan fiction where I think David goes into Jimmy's inside Jimmy. So it'd just be one big gay joke about him being inside Jimmy.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. It's interesting. Em, will you please write a story about me going inside him?
It's like, they're very silly boys. They're silly.
Cowboys.
They're cowboys. They take care of me.
Aw, that's patriarchal.
That's okay.
Wow, Em. Way to let women
David
down.
Mows the lawn, and I put the plates and stuff up. And
wow, way to accept your gender role.
I don't care. I don't want to go out and mow the lawn.
Wow, Em. Way to be a stereotype. Doing your women's work.
Nope, we just help each other. That's cool. That's how it goes.
Yeah. How long has it been since Bames left? He said he was going to ditch out for like half an hour.
I know. He's a liar.
I don't want to like... I was planning to not end the show before he came back so that he would come have an opportunity to come back. But if he's not coming back, then maybe I should.
I don't know. My bladder is very full and I'll have to probably get off by like 1 or 1:30.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I have to get up at 10 tomorrow. I can't, sorry.
You really can't hang, can you, Em?
I've got to help my elderly daddy.
Man. No, I was happy that you came out metaphorically, because you really just stayed in.
I am out and proud.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even mean it like that. I was happy that you came out of the closet as a Spider-Woman's butt hater. I think you are a hater.
How long have we been recording?
I don't know. Let me check. Yeah, like 2 hours and 10 minutes ish. So yeah, it's been a bit, and I don't know when Bames ditched out, but I think it was more than half an hour ago. All right. Well, I guess we can end it here. I think we had some good discussions.
Yeah. Well, sorry I got kind of mad at your audience.
Well,
like, everybody's being mean to me.
You're a real jerk and you're banned from the show, but
this is why I don't argue. I don't argue about things because I can't argue.
I think you should argue more.
I don't like it.
And I think you should be a real dick about it. Like, I think you should be like a real asshole about your arguing. Real confrontational for no reason.
No, because then I'll like worry about it for the rest of my life. Replay the scenarios in my mind.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to end the show then and let you off the hook, you poor, poor thing.
Oh, God.
That's me condescending to a woman.
Yes.
So thanks for listening, everybody. This was a bit of an odd one, I guess. just because I don't even really remember what we talked about now, except for Spider-Woman. But thanks for listening. I don't know when I'll check you next time. It could be next week. It could be next month. You'll have to wait and see. And I'll probably still be talking about Gamergate because this thing won't die.
Nope.
Plus, I really like harassing women. So thanks for listening. I think that's the third time I've said that. And bye.
Happy poop strong.
Thanks, Em.
You're welcome.